All right. You turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 9. We've been taking a while with some of the verses in 1 Thessalonians. Next week we'll come to 2 Thessalonians. And I can see that I've already used a couple verses for this message from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And, you know, it's not just that the doctrine of the cults is so unscriptural that it's against the scripture, but that the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons actually blaspheme God, take his name in vain every time they come to church. You know, the Mormons talk about Jesus, but they have a different Jesus than the Bible. Their Jesus is the product of an actual relationship between Yahweh and Mary, that she wasn't a virgin, that Jesus was born just like we are through natural copulation, coitus, whatever you want to call it. She wasn't a virgin. They believe that. And they also believe, as God is right now, we are going to be like him, ruling our own little universe and populating our own planet with how... It's very man-centered religion in that it's a lot like Islam, in that they believe that if they die in jihad or whatever, they get as many wives as they want. And though they can't drink alcohol here, they'll be able to drink alcohol in their paradise, and that they'll have as many. And according to Muhammad, according to the Quran, they'll have as many boys or girls as they want sexually. Islam is a vile, blasphemous religion founded upon rape, murder, lies, and everything else. The only ones that are acting according to the Quran in Islam are the ones going and blowing up people. They are the only ones that are acting like Muhammad did. You might think they're holy because they wear certain kind of clothes. That comes from 7th century Arabia. They're still stuck in that. You say, but do you know some good Muslims? I know some sweet Muslims. I know some honest Muslims. But they're not following Muhammad. And they're following some decent cleric, some decent leader that calls it Islamic. But you got to realize, Muhammad had 23 wives, and his favorite one was a girl who was 8 years old that he ripped away from her parents and murdered her parents. Her name was Aisha. You can look it up. And they said, well, yeah, he took her as his wife when she was 8. But he didn't consummate the marriage till she was 9. Come on now. That's a lousy thing to argue about. And half of his wives were taken and stolen from where he murdered their family. I wish I could go on and on, but I don't want to chase that rabbit. But, you know, talking about Mormonism, and being very man-centered. You know, a Mormon woman doesn't get to go to heaven unless her husband calls her from the grave. So she better be a good cook. She better be saying yes every time he wants her to, because when she dies, she stays dead until her husband calls her out of the grave. And he gets to have as many wives as he wants, wherever he's going. And she gets to be eternally pregnant, populating their own universe. Because the Mormons believe the reason you're here is because a couple that are in their own planetary celestial place in the universe are continually having babies and you got sent here. And you know what the Mormon church also taught for many years and got in trouble, was it 1975 about it? When they finally started letting our black brothers and sisters go to their thing? Is they believed all the dark-skinned people were children of Satan. Satan has his wives, and he's keeping them eternally pregnant, too. And all the dark people are children of Satan. You know, Seventh-day Adventism believed, under Ellen G. White, is that all the dark-skinned people are what she called an amalgamation. The Seventh-day Adventists have never refuted what she taught. Every year at their convention, they said her writings are the same as Scripture. Mormonism believes they're right. In fact, Mormons believe that Joseph Smith's blood is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Did you know that? This is not just error in religion. This is wickedness and lies from hell that have poisoned the minds and hearts of those who believe in it. If you want a good neighbor, get a Mormon neighbor. They'll help you in everything because they're working their way to the third heaven where they can get more wives to keep pregnant forever. And you now we talk about Jehovah's Witnesses. Lord have mercy. Could we go off on that? It is a purely satanic, vicious, blasphemous religion. It is so contrary to the scriptures, and yet it has so much power over the Watchtower Society minds of these Jehovah's Witnesses that they think they actually know the Bible better than everybody else in the world. It's crazy. You know, I've been wrong enough times to know that I come to the Bible with an open mind. I used to believe that Calvinism was wrong. And I had just finished preaching. Well, I disagree with all 5 points of Calvinism. And that week, God had changed my heart and my mind right after I preached that. To where somebody put in my hands the Spurgeon sermon, a pamphlet from Mount Zion, Chapel Library, Spurgeon on election. From the first pages, I saw so much scripture there. I looked at it and I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. And through tears, I said, Lord, please forgive me for being so close-minded because of what people taught me in Bible college, to just despise something without checking it out, or to turn away from somebody's writings because they said these people are bad. You ever have somebody tell you, oh, don't hang around that guy, or watch this neighbor over there, they're bad. And then the day comes when you come to get to know them, and they're some of the sweetest, most kindest, most helpful people ever. But we'll move on from there. But just the Jehovah's Witnesses New World Translation of Scripture, full of blasphemy, full of ugliness. They believe that Jesus and Michael the archangel are the same. No, my Bible says Jesus created Michael the archangel. He's his Lord. Michael the archangel worships him, obeys him, and calls him Lord, and praises him night and day, saying, Lord Almighty, true and holy art thou. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who is and was and evermore shall be. It's terrible. It's horrible, the things they teach. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, they don't believe there's a hell, which we're going to come to right now. Let me tell you something. If there is no hell, then why would God send his son to die? If there is no hell, like Paul said, if there is no hell, if there is no afterlife, if there is no day of judgment, if there is no retribution, our recording thing seems to be messing up. Maybe the battery's out, going out. But...